Well, we are still in what we call the 12 days of Christmas. It's a period of time between Christmas Day and Epiphany, which comes up on Wednesday. But, you know, we reflect on the birth of Christ and how he came into the world, how God humbled himself in a human body to come and experience everything that we did. But I was wondering about his relationship with Father God. It is because Jesus was eternally equipped with the Father, and he was equal with the Father. The Father and the Son shared everything so perfectly. You know what I really like sometimes with all this new stuff and everything going on? I've been finding myself switching over to some of the old-timey stations that do reruns of old television programs like MeTV and all that. But every once in a while, I'll come across one that I really liked, and I think it revolutionized the craft of storytelling, and that was The Twilight Zone. Now, I don't know if I like that so much as I like the music right before. It was kind of eerie. It was kind of cool. But the stories was logical, trajectory, and very predictable, and sometimes happy endings, and all kinds, sometimes in a surprise at the end. Well, the show surprised and delighted viewers besides me outside the box approach. Often as a science fiction program, though, The Twilight Zone was more psychologically rooted, approaching the challenge of storytelling in various different angles. Now, Rod Serling was the host, and his genius behind The Twilight Zone was a master of both the iconic and the unexpected. So as a result, the viewer was forced to ponder possibilities and imagine unimaginable things, all the while being made feel just ever so slightly off balance. Well, for me, it wasn't hard for me to have a mind-bending proposition. This is kind of counterintuitive and countercultural approach, shaped the way that I came to view a lot of things in life, as well with the impossible and no longer unthinkable with what the what-ifs now played. Now, I approached the gap between what could or could not be, at least from a psychological level, no longer wondering what this outrageous belief, is it really true or is it really disbelief, but with quiet wondering. Then I related it to like the old way to begin a relationship with God the Father and God the Son in eternity past. But in a sense, it's also precisely the point. How do we begin to imagine that which is utterly beyond us? Jesus with us? Where is Jesus at? Can we see him? Well, you know, even with some biblical information to support our ponderings, it's difficult to really grasp what's heaven like and what would be eternity future, let alone what would be like an eternity past. Bart Miller put it in a song, In Mercy Me, the blockbuster song that said, I can only imagine. Really a neat, neat song. Good movie, too, with a closer sense of reverence. I think this challenging subject is Jesus really with us is huge. However, it is a part of our journey in the Christmas backstory. You know, there's a backstory before Christmas as you start selling the story, how God entered into creation, creating the heavens and the earth, and creating us, and, you know, wonder why. In order to comprehend the majesty of the gift of Christ that we must understand, Father loved the Son, and the Son loved the Father. That's the most powerful love is at the heart of our rescue in this journey called life. So I just wanted to leave that with you today as we ramble a little bit. Do we begin this journey into the unimaginable? Are we given just a glimpse of that relationship between the first and second persons of the Godhead? In Jesus' own words, we begin Jesus' long recorded prayer in Scripture, in John chapter 17. Now, at the end of this little meditation, you know, we're going to do the Lord, what we call the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught to the disciples. But did you know that the Lord's Prayer is actually found in John 17? Now, the Lord's Prayer that we think of is a prayer that Jesus taught to the disciples. But did you know that Jesus prayed for us? You read John 17. That's the prayer Jesus prayed for us. Intercessory prayer to the Father for us. Wow. Jesus actually prayed for us. We pray to Jesus a lot. And, you know, they're asking him for different things and peace and grace. But he loved his creation so much that he prayed for us. Intercessory prayer. Jesus prayed a prayer of intercession to the Father for us. It's awesome to think about that. You know, we say that we're going to do the joys and the concerns and praises, and we would like to hear from you if we don't know if there are any needs out there. And sometimes people send us an email or a text, and we're grateful for that. Linda Sassine sent me a text the other day to put the Kathy and Phil Worley on the prayer line. They both had COVID, and I'm not sure she told me they lived on Alligator Point or St. George Island. Anyhow, it's down in that part. And she wanted to put them on prayer because they were both suffering with the COVID thing. But more importantly, her husband, Phil, they life-flighted him to Tallahassee, and he did not make it. So we want to keep Kathy and Phil Worley in prayer. And we thank you for all the intercessors in our church. We just got so many, it's just hard to mention them by name, but you know who you are. Thank you for praying for the church and other folks. So we would love to hear from you if there's any prayer requests, anything that you would like us to share. And also, not only prayer requests, but maybe announcements or anything that you think it would be good for the rest of the congregation to hear. So we come to a time that we lift up all these prayer concerns. They're in the bulletin. They're on the website. You can click onto the bulletin tab on the website, and you can pull up the actual bulletin where Phil's got all the prayer concerns listed. And we're grateful that we can do that because we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another and also pray for one another. Isn't that neat when you think about it, that Jesus prayed for us? In John 17, the whole chapter is a prayer that Jesus was praying to the Father for us. Now, the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples is the one that we always recite. And that's also called the Lord's Prayer. But it's more importantly, the prayer in John 17, where the Lord's Prayer is. But more importantly, he taught the disciples how to pray. Because they said, Lord, where do you go whenever you go up by yourself like that? He said, well, I'm tired and I need a little rest. He said, but then I need to talk to the Father. And he said, talk to the Father. Yeah. How you do that? Well, by prayer. Would you teach us how to pray? And the prayer that we pray together is, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day for our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, we thank you for listening in, and just wanted to encourage you a little bit. We have Epiphany coming up January the 6th, and we just have so many wonderful things that we celebrate. But you know, the most important celebration is our relationship with Jesus Christ, our personal relationship with him. In Jesus' name, have a wonderful day and pray that 2021 will be better. Even though it's all the same stuff going on around us, or something about flipping that calendar page that gives us encouragement to start anew. Amen. Well, have a wonderful day. Hope to see you in church soon. God bless.